The Traveler's Journal, May 24th, on the joys of getting lost in Lucca. Massive red brick walls still completely surround the city of Lucca in western Tuscany. Built in the 16th century to repel invaders, the walls have also successfully withstood the ravages of tourism. Unlike other Italian cities that tore down their walls and modernized themselves, Lucca instead built a walkway atop its parapets and surrounded itself with a delightful circular park. The Lucca within those walls remains a maze of narrow brick-lined lanes, which still follow the design laid out by ancient Romans. Bicycles are more common than cars, but most traffic moves on foot. Lucca has numerous splendid churches and grand palaces. Newer construction is rare, but the old city's tightly packed 3- and 4-story Renaissance buildings have been well preserved and adapted to modern uses. Shops, cafes, and tiny galleries have been artfully fitted into the ground floors. Locals still live upstairs. In the evening, Via Falungo, the main shopping promenade, is the place to be. The amphitheater the Romans built has disappeared, but its outline is still evident in the oval of the medieval buildings that once faced its walls. In a plaza where gladiators once fought, people now sit on summer evenings, sip cappuccino, and listen to jazz. And later, after most places have closed, it can be easy to get lost wandering through the dark, quiet maze of Lucca. Being lost has never been so sublime. Lucca is also the birthplace of the composer Giacomo Puccini. His home is now a small museum, and his works are celebrated each July and August in Lucca's annual opera festival. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.